feel like you got the running game fixed yesterday, or there's still a lot to improve upon?
I think there's, you know, I think it was a good start to getting it back going. I think, you know, we had that mindset of that determination that we were going to go into this game and get the run game going, because in order to win football games in this league, you have to take care of that, and especially when you, you know, you start hitting the months of December and late in the season. That's got to be your strength, especially in the NFC. You got to be able to control the ground game, control the line of scrimmage, and most importantly, control the time of possession. Because just like this last game against the Buffalo Bills, I mean, this is a team that, you know, is putting up 32 points on the board. They were doing a good job of creating turnovers and doing whatever they can to get your offense off balance and get that momentum back to their offense. So I think it is. We're moving in the right direction. Do I think it's a finished product? No. And I know that we have the attitude that we're going to continue to work and make sure that that becomes one of the strengths of our offense, because I think it needs to be.
Ahmad had a couple of runs yesterday where he was brought down. It looked like he was about to break it and was brought down just at the last second as he was getting through the line and stuff. And then he pops the 30-yarder in the fourth quarter. How big of a morale boost is that for the entire offense?
I think it's a big morale booster. I mean, that's the thing when it comes to running the football. You know, when you start off, it's not going to be a big gain right away. Yes, every now and again you're going to have one that's going to break, but, you know, it's about grinding the ball. It's about, you know, 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 6 yards, 2 yards. You know, it's just making sure that you're constantly gaining ground. And it was awesome to have that in the fourth quarter, because that's the time when, you know, that run game is effective, is because you're starting to wear down defenses. You're starting to wear down guys to where things start popping and cracking open. And I think it was just a great feeling for all of us, because, you know, we've all known that we haven't run the ball the way that we're capable of and the way that we expect to run the ball these last couple of games. And like I said, we practiced and had a mentality going into this one that we were going to do whatever it takes to get it going. So, you know, to have that happen and then to, you know, start having those break in the fourth quarter like we knew that we could, it was it's very uplifting. But are we satisfied? Are we, you know, are we complacent in any way, shape, or form? No. This is something that we're going to continue to need to work on. And, you know, each week, each task gets tougher and tougher as you're playing different defenses.
Dave, to beat a team like that and to do it in somewhat dramatic fashion late in the game, I'm curious just how much that means heading into a bye week where maybe a win or a loss has that much longer to linger, and how much sweeter does that make it, sort of, you know, being 4-2, being atop the NFC East as you head into this week off?
Well, we knew that this game wasn't going to be easy. Buffalo is a very, very good football team. They play with a lot of passion. They play with a lot of energy. And we knew that it was going to take all four quarters, and it was going to be a 60-minute game to win this one. So we were preparing and expecting to play a game like this because that's the type of team that we're playing. So it was. It was a huge win for us to beat it, number one, a good football team, to go 4-2. But also, yes, it's huge to win the game going into the bye, to have that momentum. You know, if you lose that game going into the bye week, you have that bad taste in your mouth. You have that awful feeling of coming off of a loss. And when it's the bye week, it's terrible because there's nothing you can do about it. You have to sit there and you have to wait. And you're sitting there going through basically 2 weeks doing whatever you can to get that out of your way. So to do that and to be 4-2 at this point, it is. It's definitely a morale booster. And we're excited to be having that and get guys healthy, get guys healed back up heading into next week when we play Miami at home again.
Dave, aside from getting healthy, when you look at this bye week, and you as an offensive line specifically, you know, what needs to be accomplished during this bye week, you think?
Number one, what you do is when you come in, you evaluate the first six games, the things that you did well, the things that you didn't do well. You evaluate all phases of the game, and that's not only as an offense and as a team, but also individually. You're going to want to see what you need to do to correct technique-wise. You want to see what different types of scheme blockings that you're doing as an offensive line will do to help you, and will be, you know, be an advantage for you down the road. Is that, you know, this is playing football is you know, when you're playing up against defenses and you're playing up against, you know, different personnel and different players, you know, some techniques, whether it's a double team in a certain area or different things, work better against other teams. So, you know, when you're playing up against a 3-4 defense or a 4-3 defense, you want to see what you did successful against those. So, you know, these first six games, we played a lot more, you know, of 3-4 teams than we did 4-down teams. So, not only getting healthy, but we're going to want to see what we need to do for these next 10 games and for the rest of this season. We need to see what we're going to have to do to correct it to make the rest of our year successful.
David, when do you start kind of looking and seeing what else is happening in the division? Do you do that the whole season, or is now like a good time to sort of take stock?
I think it's just common nature to, as a competitor. You're looking in your division to see what's going on with, you know, the Redskins and the Eagles and the Cowboys and everything like that. But at the same time, I mean, the only thing that you can control is the way that you handle things and the way that you prepare and make sure that you take care of your business. And in the NFL, you can't rely on other people to do your job for you. I think we learned that very easily last year, and I think it's been proven throughout all the years is that, you know, yes, you want to focus and you want to, you know, one of your main goals is to win the division, but the best way to do that is to handle everything yourself, is to make sure you're winning each and every game possible, whether it's an NFC East game, whether it's a game in the NFC. We're trying to do whatever we can just to win the most games possible and then let everything else take care of itself. I think if you let yourself get caught up if, oh, well, the Eagles are here and the Cowboys are here, when we play each other, records don't matter. I mean, they really don't. You might as well throw them out because, you know, the rivalry of playing each other, the competitiveness of those games, the history of them, they're tough games regardless of whether a team has no opportunity of winning the division or not. So we understand that, and we've been in those situations before. So I think the most important thing that we will continue to do is yes, you want to see where everybody's at, but the most important thing you can do is focus on the task at hand and making sure that you're playing your best football and winning the most games possible, and that'll take care of itself.
Having said that, you said earlier that a good team needs to be able to run the ball and run the ball in the fourth quarter, especially in the NFC. That's what you said.
Yes.
So in the NFC East, what does the team that rises have to be able to do? What do you guys need to be able to do in these next 10 weeks?
Well, that's number one, yes. You definitely have to run the ball. You have to be able to convert and keep, convert on third downs. You got to be able to keep momentum on your side and keep the opposing offenses off the field. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, looking at this game, like I said, just playing up against the Buffalo Bills, you know, they were getting over, you know, they were having, scoring over 14 points a game based on the turnovers that they were getting on defense and giving it to their offense. And their offense was scoring over 32 points. So, you know, you want to be able to run the ball. You have to be able to convert on third downs and keep the chains on your side and keep opposing teams. And also, the other thing that we're doing a great job of doing is you got to score points in the red zone. You got to put touchdowns up. And I believe we're in the top two or three in the league right now in red zone efficiency on putting touchdowns up. When it gets down the stretch, you can't settle for field goals down there, and you can't come up with no points. I mean, this is a game that, as we've seen this year, I mean, you see a lot of high-scoring games, and in order to compete with teams, you got to be able to put points on the board.
David, now you've got six games to look back at what the offensive line has done so far. I mean, not really using it as an excuse, but almost more of a factual thing. The fact that you guys did lose, you know, two very key players, you know, Sean and Richie, two emotional and inspirational and good players, is it not surprising that there has been some time needed to kind of get things back in a groove and get to where you want to be?
I think you definitely need to work and get those things. And like you said, you're not creating an excuse or making an excuse, nor are we. We're not ones to sit here and say, well, you know, we have new guys in different positions, this and that. That's the easy way out, and none us are doing that, and we know that, you know, each and every week we need to continue to improve and play better football up front. And, you know, as you know, we had Chris Snee out this last game. The game before, we had David Boss out. You know, that those are things that you need to continue to work through to have that continuity up there on the offensive line. It's maintaining that you're having the same guys out there. It is a huge bonus for us to have a guy like Kevin Booth, who, you know, both Chris and I are familiar with, who have played, a guy who's a veteran, a guy who's been in this offense, who knows, you know, all the calls, the terminology, and has the versatility to play three. But at the same time, yes, you want to be able to play more games together. The only way that you can improve is by working out there, is getting game experience and working through those things through full speed. And I'll tell you what, yes, you may say that, you know, each and every week we need to continue to improve, but I believe in our group. I like the direction that we're going in. You know, we're still the blue-collar group. We're still a group that, you know, hey, put it on our shoulders. And you know, we took this last week as a personal challenge. I mean, how could we not? I mean, when you don't run the football successfully, you know, I know I'm really upset, and the rest of the other guys are. And we're the first ones to say, hey, just like we did this last week, we need to get this right, and we're going to do whatever it takes. And we're going to need to continue to do that for the rest of the season, because in order for us as an offense to succeed, we've got to be good up front, and that's starting with running the ball, and that's second with protecting Eli.